Now, a rather good way to shine a light on how we do things is to see ourselves as others see us, and then have a look at how different countries tackle the same problems. Well, we thought we'd found a good way to do both when we spotted an article in the London Evening Standard about inveterate blind traveller Mona Minkara. Now, Mona makes regular videos for YouTube called Planes, Trains and Canes. She also happens to be a professor of bioengineering in the United States. Well, she was taking a bit of a pop at how the London Underground system treated its visually impaired customers. As someone who has quite frequently said on this programme how good I thought their customer service usually was, I was intrigued to find out what it was that had so upset Professor Minkara.
Like, I went down into the tube, I just landed in Heathrow, and I was told that I didn't have a choice, that I had to accept the assistance in the London Underground, and I really just wanted the choice to be able to ride the tube by myself.
You just happened to be videoing this, of course.
No, so intentionally, I did go. I won a prize called the Holman Prize, given out by the Lighthouse of the Blind San Francisco, to do a project, and I intentionally wanted to travel around the world using public transportation systems and see how different cultures and systems interact with people who are blind. And so I had a camera woman. I didn't know where she was. And I do have to give credit to the people like in the video. They did say that it was okay for them to be videotaped. Mm. And we had that discussion.
Now, tell you what, let's just hear a little excerpt of what happened to you not long after you'd landed at Heathrow.
Okay, you just relax. But a member of staff will escort you to the train.
Okay, I appreciate your help.
Yep.
But I want the choice to be able to say, just show me the direction and then I figure it out. I would love that choice.
You haven't got that choice, I'm afraid.
Why?
Because if they redirect the train somewhere else...
But I have a phone that reads to me...
No, listen to me. We can't redirect a train that's either got a VIP or MIP on board, visually impaired person or mobility impaired person.
Well, then forget about it. Like, treat me like anybody else.
We can't, I'm afraid.
What was it about that encounter that got you so riled?
I mean, you said it. We can't treat you like anybody else. I believe I have the intelligence to decide the choice that I want for my responsibility over myself, right? I wanted to take that risk. I honestly didn't care if a train got redirected or not. I wanted to explore the tube. It doesn't scare me. I was okay with getting lost. I really wanted that experience. And so I was being told I couldn't have it.
To be fair, shortly after you recorded, that member of London Underground staff did admit and realise that he was wrong and he'd made a mistake. But there are rules. They try to put you in a certain part of the train. They tend to insist that you're met. I think that all of that upset you a bit as well, didn't it?
Look, at the end of the day, I think the assistance program is great, but I couldn't envision having to deal with that every day. I feel very free here in Boston riding the train whenever I want when it's not COVID. That was just mind-blowing to me, but then he did backtrack.
And because you tried to explain that you were quite happy to get lost. That was something you quite enjoyed.
Yes, and I know that some people out there, and I actually got comments on YouTube saying that's very selfish of me, but I feel like at the end of the day, I have the right as an adult, just like any other adult, to explore.
How about the rest of the underground experience that you had in London?
I didn't really get that kind of interaction again. There were some pretty nice people that I've interacted with. Overall, I loved it. I love the London Underground. I think it's amazing.
Why? Because it is very crowded, or it was before COVID. Some people find it one of the most scary experiences they ever have.
To me, it's freedom. With the London Underground, I truly can get around the entire city. It's amazing. Like, there's so many lines and it can go so many different places. And I love public transportation systems. I think they're so underrated and they're so valuable.
So, Mona, who does it better? Give us some examples of experiences you've had elsewhere in other cities.
Tokyo, I think, exceeded my expectation beyond anything. So both Istanbul, Singapore, and Tokyo, they all had cane guides when I got there, which was kind of amazing to explore.
When you say cane guides, what do you mean? Because that's not a term I don't think we'd use.
Okay. Yeah. So cane guides are ridges in the ground, literally installed so that a blind person can use their cane to guide themselves. So it's just like you follow this, like these ridges on the ground, and it can take you to the train or to outside. And so what happened is in Tokyo, they had really thought these systems out, that not only did they have cane guides, they had like an audio landscape. So they had like little sounds for running water to indicate that the toilets are nearby, or sounds of tweeting birds to indicate where the exit is, or every train line had a different melody. It blew my mind. I was standing there and it's like, I didn't need my vision at all. In other cities, like London, you still have to ask which way is left, which is, you know, which way to really go, or listen to the crowds. But in Tokyo, I could stand there and I could tell you which train lines were coming by. And then they also have different sounds for crossing the street north-south versus east-west. It blew my mind, the level of detail.
London, to be fair, they do have some what they call textured surfaces, you know, that tell you where the top of steps are, that tell you where platform edges are. But you're saying these are more all-encompassing, what they do in Japan.
Yeah, this is like, imagine a ridge that, like, you get off the train, you feel it, and it guides you all the way to outside. And if you want to take a bus, it can even guide you right to the door of the bus. They have them all over the sidewalks. And if there's construction, they even have temporary cane guides that go around the construction site. It was unbelievable. Singapore had cane guides, but, you know, their buses didn't have, like, out loud announcements.
Which London does, of course. London's good for bus announcements.
London had bus announcements, yes, yes.
How do you strike the balance, then, between those people who need a little help and those who need a lot of help? Because that's the problem that a service like London Underground has, isn't it?
I think really what it comes down to, Peter, is human communication. At the end of the day, communicate with the individual. Listen to what they have to say. Not everybody's the same. Just like there's sighted people that are really wary. I know sighted people that would not want to tackle on the London Underground.
So do I.
Yeah, it really is. Everybody has their own path, their own choice. And I think at the end of the day, we all just want to be heard, sighted or not.
Have you traveled much since COVID on public transport?
No, not really, you know, avoiding the crowds.
You're avoiding it for infection reasons, not because you don't normally avoid crowds, do you?
No, I don't. But I do have to say that I have learned to walk above ground Boston really well. Like, I've been walking, like, a lot more.
But are you afraid of the long-term implications this might have about, for example, getting help when you do need it, all that sort of thing?
You mean like lack of crowds?
People being nervous about taking our arms, or blind people who say they're nervous of taking other people's arms? Are you know?
Yeah, I think that there's always a solution if people just talk to one another. I don't need to hold someone's arm to be guided. If the person can communicate left, right, straight, you know, I listen to people walking. It's going to be an interesting challenge, and the answers are not all there.
Let's hope one of these days we can both travel on a crowded London Underground train together.
Agreed.
Mona Minkara, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. And I really loved London, just putting it out there.